Welcome to Play Ball. It's Saturday, May 3rd, and we've got a full board, but the night starts in the Bronx.
Yeah, and if you like crooked numbers and one swing changing everything, stay right here. We're starting with a Yankees lineup that kept piling on.
Cody Bellinger was the headline. 4 hits, 2 homers, 4 RBI. The first one barely cleared the wall. The second one made it a long night for Baltimore.
And it wasn't just the power. RBI double, RBI single, the whole package. Trent Grisham chipped in a 2-run shot, Jazz Chisholm Jr. got in on the fun, and the Yankees just kept turning innings into problems.
New York scored in 5 different frames, and Baltimore never really got the leverage back. Ryan Weathers was steady enough for 5, but the bullpen door swung open, and the Yankees walked through it.
That's 12 wins in 14 for New York, and they're now 11 games over .500. In this division, that matters. Baltimore, 3rd straight loss, and still looking for answers against lefties.
9-4 Yankees. Bellinger with the kind of day that makes a box score look like a typo.
From there, we go to Pittsburgh, and this one got out of hand in a hurry.
The Pirates scored 5 in the 1st, 5 in the 2nd, 5 in the 4th. That's not a rally, that's a demolition.
And the weird part is, Cincinnati actually swung it well enough to score 7, but when your staff hands out 11 walks, and the other club ties a major league record for consecutive walks in an inning, you're not winning that game.
7 straight walks in the 2nd inning, tied for the MLB record. The White Sox and Braves have company now, and that is not company you want.
Ryan O'Hearn, Marcell Ozuna, Connor Griffin, Spencer Horwitz, Nick Gonzalez, everybody in that lineup had an RBI. Everybody was breathing easy by the middle innings.
Connor Griffin even went 4 for 5 with a triple and a double. Carmen Lodzinski got 10 strikeouts, career high, and the Pirates set season highs for runs and hits.
17-7. That's the kind of score that looks like spring training got lost on the way to the regular season.
And then there was Miami, where Max Meyer was just surgical.
1 hit. 1 hit in 7 innings. That's the story. Garrett Stubbs single in the 3rd, Alec Bohm walk in the 5th, and that was it.
Meyer struck out 7, never really let Philadelphia breathe, and the Marlins backed him with just enough offense, consecutive walks with the bases loaded in the 3rd, and suddenly it's 2-0.
Xavier Edwards added the solo homer in the 5th, Otto Lopez and Connor Norby each drove in a run, and the Phillies never found the big swing. Kyle Schwarber, another rough one, 4 strikeouts.
The Phillies managed 1 hit. 1. That's the kind of line that gets your attention in a hurry.
4-0 Marlins, and that's the sort of shutout that can reset a clubhouse for a night.
All right, rapid fire now. Houston over Boston 6-3. Bryce Matthews hit a 3-run homer. Christian Walker added a solo shot and 3 hits, and the Astros got a clean rebound after losing Friday.
And Matthews made that leaping catch at the wall too. That's the kind of night a rookie remembers.
Milwaukee 4. Washington 1. Kyle Harrison kept it together for 6. Brandon Lockridge drove in 2. And the Brewers keep hanging around in that central race.
Washington's still struggling at home. And the Brewers are doing the boring thing that good teams do, winning the games they're supposed to win.
Tampa Bay, 5. San Francisco, 1. Jonathan Aranda had the big 2-run single in the 5th. The Rays pushed it to 20 wins, and the Giants are still looking for a road pulse.
Also, the Giants haven't hit a home run on this trip. That's not a trip. That's a problem.
Detroit 5, Texas 1. Dylan Dingler opened with a 3-run blast. Keeter Montero worked into the 7th, and the Tigers took care of business.
Kumar Rocker had a short night, and Detroit's speed showed up too. 4 stolen bases. That's pressure.
Chicago Cubs 2, Arizona 0. Shota Imanaga was excellent again. 7 scoreless, and Ian Happ did the damage with a homer, double, and triple.
And they ended Ildemaro Vargas's hit streak. Wrigley's been a different place lately. 10 straight home wins.
St. Louis 3, Los Angeles 2. Jordan Walker's two-run homer in the third stood up, Michael McGreevy gave them six shutout innings, and the Cardinals made it six straight.
The Dodgers are in a real slide now. Four straight losses, and no home run in five straight games. That's not their usual script.
Toronto 11, Minnesota 4. Kazuma Okamoto hit his third homer in 2 days, Brandon Valenzuela went deep in that 8-run eighth, and the Blue Jays erupted late.
8 runs in the eighth. That's the bullpen avalanche. Toronto needed that one.
Atlanta 9, Colorado 1. Drake Baldwin drove in 4, Chris Sale punched out 11, and the Braves just keep looking like the class of the league.
The only concern is Ronald Acuña Jr. leaving with hamstring tightness. Everything else about Atlanta was loud.
Chicago White Sox 4, San Diego 0. Sean Burke was terrific. Miguel Vargas had the 2-run single, and the Padres got blanked at home for the first time in 69 games.
That's a streak with some weight to it. And the White Sox? 5 straight wins. That's real.
Cleveland 14, Athletics 6. Jose Ramirez stole his 300th base. David Fry and Kyle Manzardo homered, and the Guardians turned a tight one into a rout.
Ramirez in rare air now, joining Kenny Lofton in franchise history. That's not just a stat. That's a banner kind of number.
Kansas City, 3. Seattle, 2, in 10. Michael Massey scored the winning run on Michael Garcia's sacrifice fly, and the Royals stole one after Emerson Hancock struck out 14.
That one stings for Seattle. You don't waste a start like that very often.
And the Angels beat the Mets 4-3 in 10. Oswald Peraza delivered the walk-off RBI single, and Los Angeles snapped a 7-game skid.
The 10th inning had all the drama. Bases loaded, 2 outs, 1 strike away from escape, and Peraza drops it in. That's baseball.
So that's the slate. A lot of crooked numbers, a few gems, and a few teams feeling very good about Saturday night.
And a few clubs staring at Sunday like it owes them something.
For Bailey, I'm Abe. Thanks for listening to Play Ball.
We'll see you next time.